this is Emily.
And this is Maddie.
And I almost forgot what we were doing here, and it's Spill the Beans!
Folk Tales.
Yeah! Wow, this one's already starting off unhinged.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Once upon a time, I'm gonna tell you a folktale, Maddie, from the U.S. of A.
U.S.A. U.S.A.
This is when the only time I get patriotic, baby.
Let's go.
Yep, when people from England criticize us, and when I am reading a folktale, that's when I just love this country extra.
Not even on the 4th of July.
I'm not much of a 4th of July girly, okay, unless I'm camping, which I usually am.
Okay.
So in that case, yes, I suppose I am.
I got you, yeah. I'm a big 4th of July girly. I love that shit.
You are, but you always have, like, fun plans.
I know. Like, we go to my in-laws every single year.
And you have, like a blast. Yeah, yeah, it's so great.
They have, like, a overly competitive, not overly, like, just the right amount, like, mm-hmm. very competitive croquet tournament. And there is a trophy, and there is shit talking. And it is, like, so fucking fun. There's patterns cut into the yard and shit. Like, fun, dude.
It's like, in Bridgerton in the second season.
Yep.
When they're playing whatever, it's like their version of croquet. Yeah. Wow, that's so fun.
Yeah.
This one, I will, again, have to read this in a Southern accent. There's no other way.
Okay.
It is called Old Dry Fry.
Old Dry Fry.
Old Dry Fry. Okay. F-R-Y-E. It's Fry. From the United States, babe.
All right.
Okay. One time there was an old man named Dry Fry.
Mm-hmm.
He was a preacher, but all he preached for was revival collections and all the fried chicken he could eat. Love you, Dry Fry. Okay. You're amazing.
Like, that's the church for me.
Yeah, all the fried chicken you could eat. That sounds so good. Yeah. I've been craving fried chicken constantly lately.
I like how it's like just him personally too. It's not like and fried chicken for all. It's like just me.
As much personally. As I can eat. Yep. Yeah. Wow. What a job to be a preacher like that.
Yeah.
And one time he stayed for supper and he was eating. And this the U.S. eaten. Ones do say like. E-A-T-I-N apostrophe. Eaten. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last one did the same thing.
Yep.
And he was eating fried chicken so fast, he got a chicken bone stuck in his throat.
Ah!
Choked him to death.
A good lot.
Yeah. Well, the man of the house, he was scared. Law me, he says.
Oh, wait, he's just straight dead?
He's dead.
Sorry,
he died.
I got lost in the accent.
Yeah, no,
okay.
It choked him to death. Lame?
When he
I love lame.
That's pretty much all you can say when that happens.
And he can say, they'll find old Dry Fry here and they'll hang me for murder for sure.
Just leave the chicken bone in there.
Right?
In there.
Yeah.
Like, look in his throat.
Yeah, they can do a little autopsy. And
we know that this man was all about the chicken.
The chicken. Like, this was the way. Honestly, this is the way that old Dry Fry wanted to go.
He was bound to go this
way. Oh, yeah. There was no other way.
Shocking he's made it this far.
He's going to Fried Chicken Valhalla, baby. He's going to KFC.
Yeah, let him go. Let him go.
Uh-huh. So he took old Dry Fry to a house down the road a piece and propped him up against the door. Somebody went to go out the door directly. Old Dry Fry fell in the house.
Okay.
Law me, says the man of the house. It's old Dry Fry.
Hey.
Everybody knew old Dry Fry.
Well, after
like
all.
In parentheses.
Yeah.
Everybody knew old Dry Fry.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
We got to get shed of him quick or we're liable to be hung for murder.
Are we all just going to keep passing this corpse?
Yes.
This is so American.
This is so fucking American.
Like, wow.
Wow, I don't want to be privy to the American justice system.
Yeah, I mean,
I gotta get
this
out of here.
Yeah,
this is
like, okay, well,
even in our folktales, babe.
Yeah, they liked this person.
Yeah, they loved old Dry Fry.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody knew him.
Everybody knew him after all.
Yeah, so he took old Dry Fry and propped him up in the brush side the road, and way up in the night, some men came along, thought it was a highway robber laying for him.
Oh shit!
So they. Chunked rocks at him. Chunked.
Chunked rocks?
They chunked rocks at him.
Whoa.
Knocked him down.
Ah!
So they're going to think they killed him.
They're going to think they killed old Dry Fry.
And when they seen who it was, everybody knew old Dry Fry. It says it again.
Yeah, it sure
I love
does.
It. I
sure
think this
does.
Is going to be a theme. Everybody knew old Dry Fry.
Everybody knew old Dry
they
Fry.
Thought they'd killed him. And they got scared they'd be hung for murder because they passed several people on the road who'd have known who was along there that night.
Yeah.
Who'd have known?
They would have known this
so much. I'm so happy
the
right
person
now.
Who wrote this had no shoes on.
No.
Like, and like a big old toe.
Yes. I love it so much.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, they took old Dry Fry and propped him up against a man's corn house.
Okay, listen, he's like pelted now. Though.
Yeah, oh, like, his poor body's battered, old Dry Fry.
Just lay him to rest.
Yeah, he wants the... Someone just bury him already.
That's the thing, like, he wants the fried chicken in heaven. Yes. Like, he can't get there. He's in limbo. Like, just lay this man to rest.
And it's like, do you guys really want to, like, blame your neighbors for this? Like,
yeah.
Just bury him.
That's what I'm saying.
And that man, he went out early the next morning. And he'd been missing corn. So when he'd seen there was somebody over there at the corn house, he ran and got his gun.
Okay.
Slipped around, hollered, "Get away from there or I'll shoot." And when old Dry Fry never moved, he shot. And Dry Fry tumbled over and hit the ground.
Listen, I don't know what happens to humans after they die, but the gas build up, right? And like at this point, like if he gets shot, I feel this thing's gonna explode.
like a whale on the beach, babe.
I'm saying, yeah. Like, I mean, he's not looking good.
No. Oh yeah, he's already beat with
rocks. And like if the rocks like made any kind of laceration, then like it's not bleeding because he's already dead, and so there's just like these get like he doesn't look right.
Exactly.
Like, this isn't like a normal person.
Wouldn't
he's stiff, like, he's rigid.
Right. Oh yeah.
Or past
like,
that.
Wouldn't
maybe?
You like go
know.
Look at him and be like, this is not a freshly dead man who was just shot.
Yeah, no, this is a man
who has been dead. Like I feel like it would have been obvious.
He's died like three times.
"Law me," says the man. "I believe that was old Dry Fry." Everybody knew old Dry Fry. "Now I've done killed him. And I'll sure get hung for murder." Mm-hmm. So he went and saw it was him. And seen how dead he was. Very dead.
Listen, if we know anything at this point. So law me. This man is so dead.
And he went to studying up some way to get shed of him. Bury this man.
Bury him.
Is what I'm saying. Bury the man.
He's like decomposing at this point.
Yes.
Like starting to.
Stop trying to get shed of him.
He has shit his britches. That has definitely happened.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's bugs forming. Like, just lay this man to rest.
Yep. Yeah. What is it called when they do have, like, the paralysis after death? Like.
A paralysis? The.
Post. Yeah.
Like rigor mortis?
Rigor mortis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, no. And yeah, then, like, that wears off or something after.
I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. But, like, that might still be happening now.
Right?
Like, I don't know.
How long has it been? I mean, it's been overnight now.
And this man is either just, like, watching his body, like, from the great beyond be, like, lumped around. He's a man of God. He's, like, trying to just go meet his maker.
Right? Yes, it's poor... Yeah. Poor old Dry Fry.
That or poor Dry Fry is just like stuck in limbo and doesn't know why the hell. He's out there more confused than a goat on AstroTurf, Lami.
It just seems more complicated to be dragging him to your neighbor's house. Dragging him across. Just bury the man.
Bury the man.
In the woods if you want.
And
bury
say,
him.
I don't know where he was. I didn't see him either.
Exactly. Lay some flowers there. Be respectful.
Yeah. Good advice from Emily and Maddie, as always.
We're so good at this. So he went and saw it was him, how dead he was, and went to studying up some way to get shed of him. Well, he throwed him in the corn house to hide him. That's disgusting. And that night, he took old Dry Fry down to a baptizing place side a bend in the river where they were fixing to have a big baptizing the next day, propped him up on the stump on the riverbank over a right deep place where the bank was pretty high, propped his elbows on his knees, and his chin in his hands. Made him look awful natural.
Oh, I bet. Listen, this man looks so natural.
Awful natural.
He smells awful natural.
God. Left him there, went on home, slept sound.
Just like fluids are leaking out too, you know? Like
he's been shot now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, like most recently shot.
There is,
and like,
there's a hole in
his body.
Why
can't we just like pew off a cliff or into the river?
This is
so complicated. I thought he was just
going
to go like... throw him in where the baptisms took place, which is kind of nice.
Right? I thought he was going to, like, do the right thing and, like, yeah, do, like, I don't know. I was like, he's already been baptized, I'm sure. But,
yeah,
like, I don't know. So
nice.
I thought he was going to do some religious thing that was nice.
Could do the right thing.
The right thing here, which is dragging his dead body.
It's so fucking American.
Oh, God.
This is our culture.
Welcome
Beautiful.
To our culture. And people say we have no culture.
We're all just
this
like,
is it.
This is it.
Right here.
Yep.
Oh,
God.
Oh, so early the next morning, for everybody else, a little old feisty boy came down there fooling around the baptism place.
Oh.
I saw old Dry Fry hollered, "Howdy, Mr. Fry!" Went over closer. "Howdy, Mr. Dry Fry!"
Oh my god, he's a cute little redheaded freckled boy. He's got no shoes.
His face is so dirty.
Oh my
gosh.
He's so
cute.
And little overalls.
Yeah, oh.
Oh my god.
One side undone.
He's got his little fishing pole over his shoulder.
Yes, he does.
Sweetheart.
When he, like, goes to hang out with his friends, he definitely, like, wraps his lunch in a bandana and puts it on a stick.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I love this boy, and now he's about to be absolutely fucking traumatized.
Yep.
And maybe think that he's responsible for murder.
At least he cannot drag this body.
True.
It's about to end right now.
Somehow, some way, it's about to end. Okay. That's not true. There is a whole nother page and a half.
He's going to drag this motherfucker.
Or his dad's going to come and be like, "Did you kill this man? Let's hide his body or something." I don't know. Let's see. Okay. Old Dry Fry sat right on. "I said, howdy, Dry Fry." Old Dry Fry kept on sitting.
Answer him!
Yeah, that's so rude.
I hate it.
That boy, now he was just as feisty as he could be. Okay. He didn't care how he spoke to nobody.
Okay.
"Look a here, Old Dry Fry. If you don't answer me, howdy, I'm going to knock your elbows out from under you. Howdy, Mr. Dry Fry." So that feisty boy, he reached over and swiped Old Dry Fry a lick, and over in the river the old man went, right down the bank into the deep water, sunk clean out of sight.
This kid was not going to be ignored.
No.
Like, say hi to me.
God damn
it. I'm sorry.
I like it. Sure, you can say he's feisty and he's going to tell people. I say he demands respect.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "You're not going to ignore me. I am here saying hello to you." Yeah. "Say hello to me back."
Yeah.
But now he doesn't need to move the body because now it's down the river.
Now it's down the river. Yep. Yeah. There you go. Let nature do it for you.
Yep. Sunk clean out of sight. That boy thought, sure, he drowned Dry Fry.
Drowned him right in the
creek. He got scared about being hung for murder. He's traumatized. Oh. But he couldn't do nothing about it right then because he'd seen folks coming down the road for the baptizing.
Just dip. Just dip.
So he hung round. That's opposite of dipping.
Come on, honey.
And directly everybody gathered for the baptizing and they waited and waited for Old Dry Fry to come and preach. But he
didn't
come.
Fuck. He's the baptizer.
He's the one
who
No. I can't believe we didn't put that together.
No. Uh-oh. I thought he was the I got caught up in the chicken.
Yep, I forgot. I forgot that he cared about anything other than chicken.
And
what was the other thing what else did he care about?
The revival?
Revival collections.
Yeah, what's that?
No idea. Do we need a Google? We need Google.
Yeah, God, it's our culture.
There we go.
Okay, Google. So what are the beliefs of the Revival Church? Okay, Revival Church. Core beliefs. There is one God existing eternally in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God is love. He loves all people. It is his desire to reach out to those who are poor, oppressed, widowed, or orphaned, and to heal the brokenhearted. So he's preaching that and chicken.
Oh, gotcha.
And then, like, revival meetings and stuff. It's a series of Christian religious services held to inspire active members of a church body to gain new converts and call sinners to repent.
Revival collections saying. Had nothing to do with church, and I was like, wow, he's just preaching about nothing
pertaining to
a religion.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Great, okay.
So he was, like, legit preaching. And then also
baptizing.
At the end, he's like, "And thank the Lord for fried chicken, amen."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Amen."
I love that. Yeah. I'm also passionate about fried chicken.
Yeah, for God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the fried chicken I can eat. I can eat.
And he, you know, he is baptizing, too. He's doing his job.
Okay. He is. Okay. Oh, man.
And they waited and waited for Old Dry Fry to come and preach, but he didn't come and didn't come. And when they got to asking who'd seen Old Dry Fry, one man said he'd left his place right after supper.
Oh, God. They're all going to start shitting bricks.
Uh-huh. And another man said, why, no, he'd not seen Old Dry Fry since last meeting. Mm-hmm. And that feisty boy, he let out a giggle.
Okay.
Where he was sitting on one of the benches in the back. What a little shit.
What a little shit.
He thinks he just murdered a man.
Yeah.
And he's just going to sit there and fucking giggle?
Yeah, unless he's put this together already. And he's like, the timeline is already fucked.
Yeah, like, this doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. But yeah, but I mean, probably not.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I said, yeah, okay.
We'll see. He's okay. Feisty. How smart is he?
Oh, Dry Fry.
The other boys asked him what he was laughing at, but he'd just get tickled again and not tell them nothing. Mm-hmm. So finally the folks sung a few hymns and took up a collection. There we go.
Okay, there it is. There's the word. Yep. Okay.
So meeting broke and everybody went home. Okay. And that boy, he went on home too. Okay. Then way along late that night, he went down and hooked old Dry Fry out of the river.
Oh!
And put him in a sack.
Okay. It's okay.
Got his shoulder under it and started down the road to hide him somewhere.
He was in the river.
This is so rough.
This is an American child, you guys.
And I need our listeners to know that we did record Folktales 25 like directly before this.
And remember that one?
A fucking trip.
Yeah.
And now we're doing that. Like this one, I think the story may have belonged in the last episode.
I was going to say, what the fuck is this?
Are we accursed? Yeah. What's your story going to be? Dear God.
Also, like, just to, I'm going to say it. Like, fuck yeah. You. Fuck you all. Uh-huh. Like, we also, as the true crime girlies that we are, like, a body that's been sitting in the river that's already been, like, that dead for that long. This is falling apart. Like,
I hate it.
Isn't fine.
No.
Like, he was in the river already. Rennie, just walk away and don't fucking say
shit. Exactly. People would have just... First of all, there's a gunshot wound. You're already in the clear because you're a little kid. And it's like, in the river... He could have just fallen in.
So he did think that he killed him and he was sitting there laughing. What a sadistic fuck.
Yeah, that kid has issues.
Yeah, God, oh God. Okay. Watch out for him.
Well, he's carrying... He put the sack over his shoulder.
Cool.
And there he goes.
Yeah.
Well, there were a couple of rogues coming along the same night, had stole a couple of hogs, and had them sacked up carrying them on their shoulders. Them rogues came over a little rise on the road, saw that boy, and they got scared, dropped their sacks and run back lickety-split and hid in the brush.
They ran from the little boy?
Apparently.
Okay.
The boy, he never saw the two rogues, so he came on, saw them two sacks, and set old Dry Fry down to see what was in the other sacks.
Oh, God.
Then he left old Dry Fry laying there, picked up one of the hogs, and went on home.
Where is his parents?
What?
Why are you just roaming around in the night with a cadaver, switching it out for hog?
A hog in a sack.
I know this thing has, like, fucking leeches on it. Like, okay, whatever.
This is so much.
Wait, did he pick up the hog on purpose?
He did. Okay. Yeah, he was like, you know what? Tradesies.
What a shit fuck.
He's a little shit.
Wow.
So the two rogues, they slipped out directly, and when they saw the two sacks still laying there, oh, God damn it, they picked them up and kept on going, got home and hung the sacks up in the meat house. Oh, God. Then the next morning, the old woman got up to cook breakfast, went out to the smokehouse to cut some meat.
Okay.
Ripped open one of them sacks, and there hung old Dry Fry. Well, she hollered and dropped her butcher knife, and she got away from there in such a hurry, she tore down one side of the smokehouse, broke out two posts on the back porch, and knocked the kitchen door clean off the hinges.
Oh,
she is same, Kool-Aid manning it for her entire property.
Oh, yeah, too. Like, she's leaving, like, cutouts of herself, you know, like, just going. Which, same.
Yes.
This corpse is awful looking, you guys. Like, there's, like, fishes hanging off of it. Like, it's not okay. It's been pelted with rocks. It's been shot. It's been drowned. It's, like, this has been Rasputin'd.
This is the most American folktale.
My God.
Ever.
Yeah, like, shit, little kid in there laughing for no reason. Like,
sociopathic kid.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, some true crime shit. Okay, well.
Okay, yeah, please. Please tell me more.
Oh. Okay. What? Okay, mind you, she just did all these things. She just Kool-Aid manned it through everything. And the next sentence is, she was sort of scared.
Everybody knew Dry Fry after all.
She hollered and squalled, and the men came running in their shirt tails and finally looked out in the smokehouse.
Oh, thank God.
Saw old Dry Fry hanging up there in the place of a hog. Law me, says one of them.
Okay.
It's old Dry Fry. Everybody knew old Dry Fry.
After all, everybody knew him after all. Listeners are, like, saying it in their head now.
Right? You know? Like, I make that pause and, like, people know. And it, like, usually comes after a law me. And comes directly before a, we're going to be hanged for sure.
The people listening are like, we're not saying it. We're fucking so tired of this. England, let us in you. Let us out of this. What are After we doing? This,
yeah, let us out of here. That's the big thing.
It's so America, corpsey. Let us out. It's so corpsey.
This is really bad. We'll sure be hung for murder if we don't get shed of him somewhere or other.
God.
Well, they had some wild horses in the wilderness out in the mountain. So they rounded up one of them, got him in the barn. Then they put on an old no-count saddle on him.
Emily, you have to listen to me right now. I swear to fucking God, if they are going to prop him up on this horse and pack it on the rump and pretend that he is still alive somehow, he's missing a face. Like, no. That's
not... Body parts have fallen off at this point. Like, there's no way. His skin's falling off. Like, he has to be a
wreck. It's not over. No. It's not over. I see the... I know you, and I see the look on your face.
There's a little bit left. There's, like, a solid paragraph.
Oh, all right. My God.
And put old Draft Rat on. Strapped his legs to the belly hand, tied his hands to the saddle horn, and pulled the reins through, stuck his old hat on his head, and they slipped out and opened all the gates.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Opened the barn door.
Mm-hmm.
Let the horse go.
Yep, me too. Let me go. I'm done.
He shot out of there, and down the road he went with that old preacher man a-bouncing first one side and then the other. And them rogues ran out and went shooting and hollering. He stole our horse! Stop him! Somebody stop him yonder! Horse thief! Horse thief! Everybody down the road came running out of their houses, a-shouting and hollering and a-shooting around. But that horse had done jumped the fence and took up the mountain, and it looked like he was headed for Kentucky.
Kentucky's problem now. This whole town is just like, cool, now we don't have to collectively drive exactly. him to Kentucky.
Everyone has been, honestly, old Dry Fry's been at everybody's house.
Every single
Everyone's
person.
Lying now. Like, everyone is being extra kind to each other in this town now, except for sociopath little boy, because everyone has the guilt that they think they killed old Dry Fry.
And it's just
the preacher.
Literally insane, because like nobody killed him.
That is,
he choked on a motherfucking chicken bone.
Yeah, this is, you just tell the truth, you guys.
All right, wrap it
Except
up.
It's America. So
I can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, God.
This is the last sentence. Yep. As far as I know, old Dry Fry is over there yet, a tearing around through the wilderness on that wild horse.
You know what? Actually, wait. Did they bring it back with, like, into this day that corpse is still striking? Yep. You know what? No.
I love it.
I love that.
No, I love it. Yeah. Damn it.
Wow.
I love it. Okay. Well,
Maddie. Oh my God. That's, like, my new favorite urban legend.
That one was pretty funny.
Dry Fry just, like, riding around out there, like, on this fucking poor horse. Like,
this poor horse, apart. Like, his body just rotting away.
And it's like, here's the thing though, is like, opening sentence of this whole damn thing is like, and everyone knows that he loved chicken.
Yes.
So it's not like people wouldn't believe this.
Right.
It would be like if I got like mauled by a bear, people would be like, yeah, like that would make sense.
We would all be so
right.
Yeah, we'd like, be like, it was bound to happen.
The person would be like, oh my God, panicking, like, do something, someone save him, he choked on a chicken bone.
Yes.
And people aren't gonna be like, you fucking liar, you killed him.
Right.
Also, like, just look for the chicken bone.
Yes, exactly. Like, let's do a little autopsy. It wouldn't even be that hard. Just like, look in there.
No.
Open his mouth real big.
And then, like, he could have had a proper funeral and people could have come and paid their respects.
Yes.
And he could have been laid to fucking rest.
And now his goddamn corpse is on this poor, poor horse that cannot get him off.
Riding through our country to this day.
Oh, God.
Is old Dry Fry in the room with us right now?
Yes. He is. His spirit is here. And I'm going to have a hard time not talking like this anymore. So.
Let us stick with this general landmass, shall we? The book that I have here is titled Indian Legends of the Pacific Northwest. Here at Spill the Mead, you know we prefer it, Native American.
Or Indigenous American.
Yes,
or like the name of the
people.
Tribe.
Yeah, yes, like that. We don't like it. But this book has so many different legends in it. Like, if you do want to find it, that is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's older. But yeah, so this one's coming from a whole section in this book called Myths of the Mountains.
Oh,
yeah.
Love.
Long, long ago, quarrels and fierce fighting broke out between the spirit that lived in the river and the evil spirits that lived in the mountains above it.
That's so fucking cool.
These, what, God, Native American ones are always so
cool.
And, like, they do have a moral, and it's like a... Whoa.
Yeah.
Moral.
We're seeing themes for sure. American ones are wild in, like United States ones are wild in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Native American ones are always, yeah, great morals, oh really good. The South American ones are usually, like, very wholesome and
yeah!
cute. We haven't done one of those in a long
time. We have
time.
To find that book. We have to get back yes. to that one, because those ones are, like, the sweetest.
Cutest. They're usually, like, romantic.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're always fucking wholesome. They always have a happy ending. Mm-hmm. Europe is on drugs, dude.
Europe's on drugs. Like, Europe is on LSD.
Don't know what's happening there.
Yeah. I feel like our... African myths and legends yeah. book always has a moral, even if it's a what the weird. Fuck moral or like yeah. a hyper specific moral.
There's a lot of hyper specific morals in it where like it's like I feel like cultural context is needed a little bit more for me to understand this, but like love it
yeah. love it here for oh, it I God. Was entertained.
And those ones typically have animals and I love that.
Love
like there
that.
Is just like I'm starting to pick up on different themes with different areas
that.
Of the world, but like overall folktales are folktales and folktales people are people
are
man
folktales. Yeah. Look at us go. We yeah. all just love a good damn story.
We really do.
You're all loving it right now. We're part of it. We're doing it right now.
So excited for this. I love the Native American ones.
But the river spirit, strong in his anger, broke the ropes.
Oh.
Then he called upon all his powers and gathered together all the river spirits. With their help, he cut a hole and then a long tunnel through the rocks. This made a broad stone arch over the river, a wide natural bridge which people and their ponies and their dogs could cross.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. The Great Spirit, in all caps. So proper noun.
Yeah.
So the Great Spirit, whose home is in the sky, called together the tribes living on both sides of the river. The Great Spirit's like, okay, kids, come on.
We got to figure
We've
something
gotta,
out here. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this giant rock bridge?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah. There's a whole form for that. You can't just like carve
Make
through
that.
The earth.
There's
like,
an application
I made that.
Process. Yeah. Like, yeah, you have to go through the proper channels.
Have some respects.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, sorry. I think he's down. We shall name this bridge the Bridge of the... Oh, no. Oh, gosh. I am so sorry. Tamanowis. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
That's
we'll
my best
it,
shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he told them. But we will name this the Bridge of the Tamanowis.
Okay.
It will be the Bridge of the Spirits, but you people may also use it. Thanks, Great Spirit.
Oh, okay.
As long as you are good and friendly and peaceful, the bridge will span the river. But if you become selfish and greedy, if you quarrel and fight, it will be destroyed. Then the rocks will fall into the water below.
Fair enough.
I really like this.
Yeah, I like this rule. You are, like, forcing them to get along. Love it.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Does it usually work? No, but I like the effort.
The people crossed over the Bridge of the Gods, and they passed under the tunnel in their canoes.
Cute.
Whenever a party of... Native Americans reached this long tunnel, they would fasten their canoes together, one behind the other, so that they would not crash against each other in the darkness.
Brilliant.
I love that.
That's so smart.
Yep, love that. Then, because God, yeah, big black, like, tunnel. Like, pitch black. Like
no lights. Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, I guess, ooh. Like, you could have a torture set, but still.
That sounds difficult. I'm assuming everyone needs to be pulling their weight and paddling.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I
know. Like, holding a torch ain't gonna fly.
No, and, like, water's so dark.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, the top of that cave is dark. Like, that's freaking disorienting.
Yeah.
Dark. Oh, gosh. Anyways, while they're doing this, they would pray to the Great Spirit for courage and guidance as they paddled. Through the long, dark tunnel.
Oh, that's so spiritual. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Getting in that long, dark tunnel. Yeah, that's
oh, yeah.
super spiritual.
Yeah, you gonna like, meet your maker.
Yeah,
and, like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Learn stuff about yourself. For many years, the people on both sides of the river lived in peace and friendliness.
Good for them.
They met together for fishing and hunting, huckleberry picking. It's our region. Mm, what up? God, we're like... So fucking lucky to live here, dude. I love it.
For
so much.
Huckleberries and huckleberries alone. That's not true. If you're new here, we live in Idaho.
Idaho's
fucking beautiful.
We live in the ugliest part of it, probably. But like it's still beautiful.
2 hours north though, baby.
Oh,
and we're cooking.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. And a fucking huckleberry, dude.
Huckleberry.
It is like blueberries but better. Like,
oh my God.
Huckleberry
like...
ice cream, huckleberry honey,
huckleberry pancakes,
huckleberry.
Mead, Huckleberry mead, which
so
we do have here.
Good. We need to get some of that.
You know what's cool about that is our favorite Huckleberry mead, this is not a sponsor, they don't know we exist,
yeah,
is Camas Prairie, right? And yeah, in the same sentence, it says huckleberry picking and Camas digging.
No way.
Isn't that cool?
Love that.
Love that.
It all connects.
It all fucking connects. We should go get some. It's been a while.
It has, and we are getting some. Okay. Absolutely. Let's go live soon and drink huckleberry mead while
yep,
we go live. Yep, that's it.
Hold us okay accountable. If we have not done that by the time you guys hear this episode, come at us.
Yeah, because we don't like people being mean to us. So if you come at us, we actually will like.
Yeah, put like just actual, like JK at the done end for sure.
Yeah, or we'll like, cry.
Yeah.
But maybe we deserve to. We'll follow through. It won't be an issue.
Yeah.
We'll follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got there we this go. Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, I do be mean. Don't
do
hold
it
back.
Yeah. Don't like, hold back. Make us cry if we don't do it. Okay. That's inspiration for us to actually do it. Look at us go.
Okay. We got this.
High stakes, high rewards, babe.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, so they were getting together, picking huckleberries, digging camases. I'm not sure what that is. Races and games, potlatches and winter dances.
That sounds like the tits.
Oh my god. But in the later generations, bitter feelings grew up between
god
the tribes.
Fucking damn it.
And
why?
Warfare followed. Humans, man.
Why?
The one
do
thing we all
we
have in common
like this
is we suck sometimes.
I would like to tell you very quickly that camas is mm-hmm a plant, Camassia, a genus of plants in the asparagus family. Okay. Native to North America, common names include camas, Quamish, Indian hyacinth. Does look hyacinthy. It does look like it's like a purple flower and it looks asparagus-y at the top.
Okay.
Like there is no other way to describe it. That is a purple hyacinthy looking flower with yep a little asparagus top.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cute.
That I went to high school with a girl named Camas.
Really?
There's also a place called Camas, Idaho, isn't there?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go find some Camas.
Well, what a beautiful little flower.
It's very cute.
Wow.
Love. Okay. Anyways, continue.
Oh my god, Camas digging. They're just digging them up.
I think there's like two, like, I think they're like tulips. Like there's like bulbs.
Oh.
Because look, just there's like a picture of like a bulb.
Oh, yep. Oh my god. I can't.
Yeah. Smart. God. The bulbs can be baked, roasted, dried, or eaten raw. Many Northwest, it says Indians, Native Americans, dear god. Oh, and this guys is like a government website, dude. This is literally like .gov.
Look
anyways
at how ahead we are at Spilled Meat.
Right?
What are we doing?
With a potato-like flavor.
Oh, what?
But the boiled bulbs are slightly slimy and gummy.
That's okay.
But are less mealy than potatoes. But you don't have to boil them. You can bake them, roast them, and dry them.
I feel like I want it roasted. I feel like I want that mashed.
Oh, let's try all the things. Like, where do we find this? Yeah. But many Northwest Native Americans
thank you
used camas bulbs as their principal sweetening agent.
Oh, cool.
Dude, we're
God, I'm glad you looked that up.
Yeah, right? Learned
that,
so much just now.
That like grows here too, and then yes we're gonna see it and be like, there's camas.
Oh
used for
my
all of this stuff.
Gosh, let's go camping so much this summer and find all the camas, and we're gonna learn how to make every recipe with it. Oh my god, okay,
oh my
I'm so
god
excited.
I love it so much.
Okay.
Anyways, everything went to shit now, and there's like warfare and stuff.
Right. Back to the war.
Yeah. At last, quarrels over who owned the bridge turned into a bloody battle that lasted for days. Suddenly, in the middle of the night, the earth began to shake and tremble. The mountain demons belched forth flaming thunderbolts. They hurled hot stones and liquid rocks upon the water below.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the earth's pissed.
Yeah.
Angrily, the river spirit dashed his waves up against supports of the bridge. Huge rocks began to shake and tremble. Then, with a noise like Thunderbird in the mountains, Thunderbird capitalized.
No!
A Thunderbird on the mountains, the bridge of the gods fell. Rocks, earth, trees came tumbling into the angry, whirling waters of the river.
You were warned that this would happen. I don't really know what you
and I know for a
guys
damn fact your ancestors did a great job telling you.
Right?
That, like, you weren't,
oh, yeah, like,
you weren't supposed
do
to do this.
Not good and yeah greet each other. And here you are, just not giving a fuck. Was it really worth it? Was it worth it?
Play
just to be
games,
a bitch?
Win stupid prizes.
Yep.
On the morning after the fall of the bridge, the grandfather of my people, this is written sometimes, like, people's, like, grandparents will be telling a story, or, like,
yeah,
you know, so when it says of my people,
yeah,
obviously, this
yeah
is the person talking, the narrator.
Not obviously Maddie.
No, yeah.
It is not Maddie's people.
No, that my people are Emily, and she wasn't here for this.
Anyways, the grandfather of my people was fishing on the riverbank between the Dalles and the Cascades. I know that is.
Oh my god, I love that.
The Dalles. He had felt the earth shake and heard the crash. He had seen the flames and the hot rocks thrown by the mountain demons, but he had not realized that what the Great Spirit had warned would happen and had come to pass.
Yep. Well, there it is. Yeah.
While he was fishing, the water began to rise around him. He stepped back on higher ground. The river continued to rise.
Oh, Jesus.
The fisherman stepped to a higher level again and again, and the water rose around him.
Oh, it's a flood.
The river began deeper and broader as if a dam had been built below where the man was fishing.
No.
Ugh. A Native American runner appeared and said, "The bridge has fallen."
Yep.
He called out, "The Great Spirit has spoken."
Okay.
Yep. Okay. That guy.
Yeah.
What a legend. Yeah. Just letting everyone know. Like, it fucking happened.
Yeah.
Man. We fucked up.
We fucked up.
I think you're the last one. Yeah. But I have to tell. The bridge fell because the people had forgotten. They forgot the commands and teaching of Tamanawis and the wise men. The rocks fell apart because peace between the tribes had been broken. The Native Americans were punished and their power was broken. The Valley of the Wauna Great River was opened for the coming of the white man from afar. But in the happy days to come, when all the tribes again are at peace, when our chief and the white men smoke pipes of friendship, another bridge will span the river where the bridge of the gob was in the days of our grandfathers.
Am I gonna cry?
Yeah, that's the end. God, see, I'm like always, like, now we're the ones that have to like mend it together and like build the bridge.
Oh my god! Just like continue to fuck over Native American people, and the time has not come yet. But like maybe there's a chance.
Happy days to come when all the tribes are at peace, when our chiefs and the white men smoke the pipe of friendship.
These ones are just so really unwell, like touch God.
Yeah, that's like really beautiful.
There was one in the last freaking folk tales that made me tear up. God damn it!
Wow,
folk tales are supposed to not make me emotional.
Yeah.
I'm not here to feel emotions.
Maybe we can like
be dead inside.
I know, like hit me, like trip me out. You know, like I want to feel like I'm in a fever dream in this one.
Do you want an England one?
That one softened my heart, though. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, that we need those beautiful ones.
Yeah,
sometimes we need ones that aren't gonna make us feel like we're
this one's about dying. To. I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, England, the Longwitten Dragon.
Okay,
listen.
Yeah.
The Idaho, like, not even just Idaho, but, like, this region and our, like, accent.
Uh-huh.
Witten,
yeah.
It's Witten. Long Witten.
The Long Witten Dragon.
Yeah, but, you know, we say kitten, mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Witten.
Witten.
Mm.
Mitten.
Hey. Shitten.
It's a long Witten. We're shitten. This is a Long Witten Dragon. All right, God, English and a dragon in a folktale. Like, this is classic.
Here we go. Who's going to slay it?
Oh, let's see. In a wood not far from the village of Long Witten, there are three wells which have been famous for many years.
Okay.
Long ago, people used to travel from far and near to drink the water from the wells, for it was as sweet as wine and had great healing powers.
Ooh.
Love that.
Love that.
Many a shepherd whose bones ached after the long wet winter on the hills came to drink and ease his pains.
Yeah.
And many a sickly child found new health there.
Oh, okay.
That's very cute.
Love this well.
Yeah. The people of Long Witten were justly proud of their wells, for there seemed to be magic in them. Well, I would say so.
It's looking like it.
One day, however, a plowman, going to quench his thirst, was alarmed to find a huge dragon there.
Oh, shit.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Yeah, that is alarming.
He's went for a little sipsy-poo.
Yeah.
There's a goddamn dragon. Huge dragon.
Oh.
It had coiled its tail around one of the trees and pushed its long black tongue into the well and was lapping the water like a dog. When it heard him approach, it vanished. But the plowman knew that it had only made itself invisible. For he heard its claws in the dead leaves and felt its hot breath on his face. He fled from it in terror and only escaped by zigzagging through the trees. Ooh, good job.
Yeah.
From that day, no pilgrim dared visit the magic wells. Damn it.
Okay.
For the dragon haunted them. I'm going to be totally fucking for real and say that, like, I would absolutely go to that well if it was, like, the way to heal my child. Like, dragon be fucking damned. Yeah. I will try my best. Like, that video where they ask 100 moms if they would die for their child, and a bunch of them said no. And I'm like...
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or, no, sorry, not die. They would kill for their child.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, in a heartbeat. Yeah. Like, so sorry, like, to whoever I'd have to kill.
Yeah, like, spell out the scenario for me, for sure, I feel like, mm-hmm. just, you know.
But, like, in general, I'm gonna say, like, if it's between someone else, like, if I have to kill someone to keep my child alive, then, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. just, like, the natural and like, I instinct, would I feel.
Like. Very much die for my child, like.
Oh, yeah.
Even just trying to get this fucking water. If yeah. I was like, my kid's gonna die, like, they're not coming back from this otherwise, yeah, I'm going to get that fucking
absolutely.
Water.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna piss my pants. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be mm-hmm. a little baby. Yep, I'm going to cry leading up to it. I'm going to cry while I'm going for it. Like, but I'm going
to
try.
I'm going to try to talk to it first, for sure. But
oh, yeah. Maybe charm it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fearsome monster with the skin as warty as a toad's and a long tail like a big lizard's. It tore up the ground with its claws and scraped the bark from the trees as it brushed past them. This is so cool. Okay, yeah. Smaug. But few people caught sight of it, for when anyone drew near, it made itself invisible, and nothing could be seen except the leaves trembling before its breath.
Has this dragon, like, claimed any lives, though?
Or right? Is it just, like, it's just kind of hanging out.
It kind of seems like it doesn't want to be perceived.
It's literally just, like, people are walking up, it goes invisible, and then it's just, like, in their face, like,
literally, like, hot breath.
Baby. He's just, like, really shy, but he wants to talk to them. Yeah. He's just like...
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what my dog does. He'd totally go invisible, but he'd breathe hot air into your face.
He is the dragon of the Witten.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Long Witten.
Long Witten.
Anyways, the leaves trembling before its breath and the flowers being crushed beneath its feet. Mm-hmm. It did little harm.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And seemed content to live alone in the wood and drink from the wells.
Yeah.
But whenever the men of Long Witten set out to attack it, it was infuriated. Well, yeah. You're like, trying to goddamn attack it.
Just leave it alone.
And the tree shook round as if a whirlwind had suddenly struck the wood. It seemed to have claimed the wells and would not give them up to anybody. Have you, like, asked nicely?
I was going to say, like, have you tried not being a dick? Confrontational yeah. dick?
And, like, trying to immediately murder it?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen How to Train Your Dragon.
That's, yeah, like, bring them in.
This could be toothless. We don't know. Well, he's not giving up the well. The wells grew overgrown and untidy. That's true. The dragon's not taking care of a well. Wells need maintenance.
Yes. Yeah, no, he does not have the training or skill to...
Like, or dexterity.
Yes, to, like, for general upkeep.
Yes, exactly.
On multiple wells. Yep. Yep.
While the shepherds had to nurse their aches as best they could, this water had just the most ibuprofen in it.
It's just like they made the rule that they can't go there anymore.
Yeah, they made this rule themselves. But one day, there came riding by Long Witten a knight in search of an adventure.
Oh my goodness. Is there an invisible dragon nearby?
Oh, we have here a jealous dragon, sir.
a jealous dragon.
Said the people of Long Witten to him, which we would gladly be rid of, but it has the power of making itself invisible and no man can get near enough to strike a blow at it. Just like some spray paint.
I was going
to
say, like... People, like, okay, so here's what you do. Some people get arrows with, like, sponges.
Yes.
Like, of paint at the end. And, like, they're going to stick, first of all. And then, like, even if they don't, then you still get to, like, see it.
Yes, exactly.
And, like, you just, like, shower it, you know?
Yes.
Like, and if all of you have them, one of you is going to hit it. And then, like, if you just keep going at that area, you know?
Exactly. Slightly watered down acrylic paint in a super soaker.
I feel like they for sure have not. Like, tried very hard.
No, not at all. I mean, in fact, they went straight for murder when they could have gone for, like, talking this out peace treaty style.
Yep.
Like, custody over well, he gets Saturdays through mm-hmm. Thursdays, mm-hmm. and they get Fridays. I didn't think that out correctly.
We'll get a professional to write that up.
Oh, listen, yeah, okay, never mind, just kill the fucking dragon.
Just kill him. That's too hard.
Hey, at least they get Fridays.
Rotating Sundays.
Rotating Sundays every Friday. I will overcome that difficulty, said the knight. I will stay here tonight, mm-hmm. and I will give battle to the dragon tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're not doing that right away. You've just been traveling.
Oh my god, yeah, rest up.
Yeah, so the next morning he anointed his eyes with a magic ointment, which he had been given on his travels. How fucking
shit,
convenient.
Shit, dude, he's already had adventures. Yeah. This isn't even his first one.
This is a cool ass knight. Oh, I want to know his name. I want to hear his past tales.
Yeah, wait.
He rode to the wood. Ooh. The dragon was laying sleeping.
Okay, that's a cheap shot. That's a cheap shot.
Near one of the wells, but when it heard the sound of the horse's hooves on the dry leaves, its ears pricked up and the spines on its back rose.
This sweet little ear pricked up.
I like... hate this so much because the dragon has literally done nothing wrong.
No,
besides like he's an animal. He's like a dog. He's yeah. like, oh, I like this water. It's sweet, and yeah. he's just sticking around.
Literally, I've heard of no casualties.
Yes, exactly. And like he doesn't know any better. Then, trusting to its invisibility, it charged.
Ah!
The knight was ready.
Okay.
The dragon, overcareless, struck wildly with its claws, and the knight plunged his sword into its side.
I mean, was he charging and striking with his claws, or was he excited and waving?
He's a puppy. Oh, this is a dog. God. I hate it. Okay.
Golden retriever dragon.
Yeah. It's toothless a little bit.
Oh,
toothless
my God.
Is
don't,
definitely
don't,
cat-like,
don't.
But, like, this dragon's puppy-like.
Yeah, puppy-like. Oh, God.
The dragon roared with pain for the wound was severe, but it backed quickly until it stood defending the well and prepared to attack again. But no matter how dreadful a wound the knight inflicted, the dragon seemed to keep its strength, and the wounds healed as quickly as they were received.
Oh, I mean, because the water. Yeah.
For hours they fought, the dragon with its clumsy movements, being no match for the nimbler man. But at last the knight, worn out and arm-weary, rode away.
Okay.
I love you.
That's
just
enough.
Like,
never mind.
I can't.
All right, he win, I guess.
I'll see you later. Yeah. Fair fight.
Yeah.
He was almost ashamed to confess his failure to the villagers, but he was not easily dismayed. I'll fight the dragon again tomorrow.
I was going to say, I feel like if you're a knight, you're going to fight to death.
Yeah, you got to keep trying.
Yeah, you don't just get to, like, dip out because you're tired.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you fight to the death.
Yeah, that's like a Maddie move.
Yeah, like my arm's tired.
Okay, well, I guess. I thought that I was going to stab you one time and go fall.
Yeah, now I'm over it. It's been hours.
I don't want a knight anymore.
Yeah, it says he's arm weary. He's like, my arm hurts.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But the next day, although he delivered enough blows to kill 1,000 dragons, the beast was as strong at the end of the day as it was at the beginning.
Okay.
And the knight was forced to retire again. I'll try a third time, he said. This dragon must possess some other magical power which I have not noticed. The well.
Yeah.
It's the well.
Did they not tell?
Probably not.
Him
he just has no fucking
clue. Yeah, he's like, also, why do you guys want this well so bad? Like there's other wells.
More water. Like,
this seems like not a big deal.
Tomorrow, are an island nation. Like, there's options here.
Oh.
Tomorrow, I will use my eyes more and my arm less.
Okay.
Kind of a boy.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he went out the third day and for the third time attacked the dragon, but this time,
mm-hmm.
as he laid about him, he kept his eyes wide open
mm-hmm.
and at last noticed that no matter how fiercely he drove against the dragon, it would not stir from the well. And then looking more clearly, he observed that it always lay so that the tip of its tail dipped into the water. So it's getting like continuous nourishment.
Yeah,
I guess that's true because it's not like... gonna like stop and drink the water to heal and then like get back to it.
No.
Like, but his tail's dip.
Okay.
Oh, that is the secret.
He's soaking the life through the tail like a little tea bag. I can't.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Ugh. And he dismounted from his horse and led it a little into the wood. Then he approached the dragon on foot and pierced it lightly here and there till.
Poke, poke, poke.
Yeah. Poke, poke. Enraged,
boop,
it boop, roared boop. Wildly and leapt at him. Then he retreated. Fighting faintly and deluding the monster into thinking that he was exhausted and beaten. Step by step, he fell back until he had lured it from the well. That's fucking smart.
It is.
That was pretty good.
He is like, I totally just like lost those first 3 days for the long con. Like,
oh, yeah. Then suddenly, leaping onto his horse, he rode round the dragon, placed himself between it and the well. The dragon, perceiving how it had been tricked, roared like a mad bull and fought desperately to get back to the well. I really need to, like, read this more seriously. And fought desperately to get back to the well. But this knight, knowing now that he had mastered it, dealt it blow on blow.
Oh,
and this time, every wound weakened it more and more.
Whoa, God, okay, yeah, this changes everything.
Yeah, the blood dripped from its side and burned the grass beneath it. It grew... Oh, that's a sound.
I like that, yeah.
It grew feebler and feebler until it fell heavily and lay still.
Oh.
The next day, the people of Longwinton buried it.
Okay, well, you
know. That's kind of nice.
That is kind of nice. I appreciate that. That is kind of nice.
Then they tidied the wells.
Okay.
They sent out news that the monster was dead. They're taking care of business.
Yeah.
And there was rejoicing that night in every cottage for 20 miles round. The end.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? What a straightforward-ass folktale.
That was the most classic, like, fairy tale folktale we've heard.
That really did have some of everything.
It really did. It had a dragon. It had the knight fighting. Yeah. Like, it had a magic well.
Yeah.
This is everything fairy tales are made of.
Yeah, like, the dragon was magic. There's also no princess,
but that's basically all it was missing.
Yeah, no, and I love Excellent. That. How refreshing. Yeah. I just, okay.
All right, Maddie, weird. Oh, shit, fuck. We're done.
Are we?
We're at 53 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Unless you got a little shortsy poo.
Nope.
No? Okay.
It was longer.
Okay, guys. Okay. Oh, wait, I've got a short one. We're going to just do one teeny tiny shortsy poo one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What?
What?
Okay, this one's weird.
Okay. Oh, you're too, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. It's a really short one. Here we go.
Okay.
It's called Bye Bye.
Bye Bye.
And it's Haitian.
Oh, fun. Okay.
This is what's throwing me off is the first sentence says all the birds were flying from Haiti to New York.
Okay.
And that threw me off.
Yeah.
That this involves New York.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But sure.
That is fun. Okay, yeah.
But Turtle could not go for he had no wings.
Well, yeah. Uh-oh.
Pigeon felt sorry for Turtle.
Yeah.
And said, Turtle, I'll take you with me. This is what we'll do. I'll hold in my mouth one end of a piece of wood, and you hold on to the other end.
Oh, my God.
But you must not let go.
Yeah, no.
No matter what happens, do not let go, or you'll fall into the water.
You don't got wings.
Mm-hmm. Pigeon took one end of the piece of the wood, and Turtle the other end. Okay. Up into the air, Pigeon flew. That's a strong-ass pigeon. And Turtle with him across the land and toward the sea. And as they came near the ocean, Turtle and Pigeon saw on the shore a group of animals who had gathered together to wave goodbye to the birds who were leaving.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Oh my God!
Cute! They were waving steadily until they noticed Turtle and Pigeon. Turtle? Mm. They stopped waving. And a great hubbub broke out.
They're like, oh my God,
not a hubbub! Oh my God, what is he doing? Look! They cried to each other, Turtle is going to New York. Even Turtle is going to New York.
Oh my God, even Turtle is going to New York!
Wow, look at him go!
Turtle in New York! You know, like the Broadway show. Uh-oh. No, uh-oh.
I'm so sorry.
Emily, like, buried her hand. No, I'm so sorry.
Okay. And Turtle was so pleased to hear everyone talking about him that he called out the one English word he knew. Bye-bye. Uh-oh. Turtle had opened his mouth, and in opening his mouth to speak, he let go of the piece of wood and fell into the sea. For that reason, there are many pigeons in New York, but Turtle is still in Haiti. I'm so sorry.
The Piscinian urge to go to Haiti, get a turtle, bring it back legally, and then be like, you made it, buddy.
You made it. You're here. You made it. I'm like comforting myself. Like, there's turtles here now. Like, he tried again. He tried again.
He liked that everyone was talking about him. Like, just wanted.
Bye-bye. And he's like seeing all his friends. That's killing me. Like, that he's seeing all his friends be like, Turtle, you he's too. Funny. And he's like, yeah, me too. Bye-bye. And he, okay. The great thing is, it's not like Turtle died. He just didn't make it to New York. He swam back. He's a turtle. He's not a tortoise. He swam back.
No, because then Pigeon swooped down with his mighty pigeon wings, and he was so fast, and called on the power of the other pigeons, and they all came, and they swooped him, and he bit the stick again. He's like, what did we learn? He's like, I'm going to go to Sugar Girl. I'm going to keep my mouth on the strict. Like, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. And then he went to New York.
And then you went to New York, and that's why there are turtles here.
Yeah.
There's absolutely turtles in New York. I'm pretty sure. Yep. Never seen one, but I have a feeling.
There's your alternate ending. If you live in New York, and have you seen a turtle? Can you please, like, confirm?
It's like my new conspiracy theory. Yeah. Like, there are no turtles in New York.
What if there's no turtles in New York?
That'd be wild.
Oh, my God.
There's, like, the Central Park Zoo. There's got to be a turtle in there.
At least one turtle. Someone has a pet turtle.
Singular turtle.
Yeah,
we're gonna get like comments be like, no, there's only tortoises.
I've never seen a fucking turtle in New York in my life. I've lived here
forever, like, and I've never seen one, not in person.
Let us know.
Okay, all right, love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Splash.
Oh, sorry. Okay. La me!